Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I am, of course, Will Ramo, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm okay. You know, typical sports day, we're going to, you know, talk sports entertainment as usual, folks. You know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. You know, feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. Of course, you know, I'm going to kick off with the Knicks. You know, the NBA season is back. Knicks is 2-0. We're going to talk about the Nets as they wowed the crowd in their debut on Saturday.
Yep.
Talk about the Giants. You'll get up to date. You know, summary about the game from Mac here. Huge Giant fan. He'll give us the update. So far, Giants are leading 14-10 over the Steelers. Of course, you know, we're going to end it with sports entertainment. But, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the biggest news that happened this week. And, of course, You know, I'm referring to Hurricane Sandy and how it affect, you know, the people of, you know, our fellow New Yorkers, and also how it affected sports with the marathon. But, you know, my thoughts and prayers goes out to everybody who's been affected by Hurricane Sandy.
Yep. And you could donate, you know, to the Red Cross and Salvation Army. There's people who need, people without power, people that need food and clothing right now. So you could still donate. Go to Red Cross's website or Salvation Army's website to donate some money.
Good point. And, of course, you know, how sports is important to, you know, the New Yorkers in this city. Obviously, you know, we're a huge, you know, sports fan, and obviously the listeners are also.
Yep.
And one thing, you know, that a major thing that it impacted also was, you know, the sports scene. And, of course, we know, you know, like what happened in 9/11, you know, sports can be a, you know, a minor distraction for people who's going through a tough time, you know, especially, you know, with Hurricane Sandy. And, of course, as you remember in 9/11, you know, Piazza's home run, that game against the Braves, the Yankees run, which, you know, later, you know, they would eventually fall to the D-backs in seven. But, you know, sports, you know, can, you know, is pretty much therapeutic at times, you know, for, you know, the city.
Yep, definitely.
And one thing that, of course, the Knicks game got canceled, which against the Nets, that'll be rescheduled on the 26th. But, yeah, the major news is that the marathon got canceled, and rightfully so. You know, the mayor, finally, his arm finally got twisted to cancel the game. And, you know, I think it's a good thing that, you know, finally cooler heads prevail.
Yep.
And, you know, they... You know, it'd be a shame, you know, for, you know, people to run a race, you know, in Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn and lower Manhattan while, you know, people don't have power and, you know, there's flooding. I mean, it'd be pretty much disgraceful.
Yeah. I mean, if that race had gone on, they would have used the resources that people who are without homes and without power would have needed. So it's a good thing that they canceled that race because, I mean, during this time, during this tragedy and this time of need, I mean, I don't think it would be the best time to have it. I mean, it's a good thing that they made that decision to cancel it, but they should have made the decision earlier.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like, you know, I was alluding to earlier in this show, couple of minutes ago, you know, sports can be therapeutic, but in this instance, the marathon, where, you know, pretty much you have to run through the whole city, and the most important part, the resources, as you just pointed out, the resources with, you know, having cops, even though Bloomberg said that there was going to be just academy, you know, guys who are just fresh off, you know, the academy doing this, and of course, you know, ambulance in case of people faint, you know, we could have used those resources, not to mention they're going to give out food like apple and water,
yeah.
Which, you know, as you know, a lot of people are, you know, having famine because of this, you know,
right.
Because they don't have, you know, they can't live in their houses right now or they don't have power. There's 4 or 5 hour gas, you know, delays for some people. So, I think that, you know, that would have been a bad idea had they went through with it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good thing that they made that decision. You know, it's those resources could now be used for the victims of the Hurricane Sandy.
Absolutely. So, you know, go out there, support them, and, you know, you're in our prayers, everybody who's directly affected. I mean, we're all affected, but some people actually lost lives, lost power, and, you know, really, nothing can, you know, replace,
yeah.
The loss of lives that were affected, you know, throughout,
yeah,
America, especially, you know, New York, New Jersey. I mean, the crazy scene.
Yeah.
My condolences again.
Our prayers go out to those people affected by this hurricane.
Yeah. And like I was alluding to today, of course, the Thursday game was supposed to be Knicks-Nets. That would have opened off the debut of the Barclays Center first Knick. It would have been the first net game at Brooklyn, but of course that happened when the Nets opened against, you know, the Toronto Raptors yesterday, and you know they won their debut.
Yeah, and they beat the Toronto Raptors, and Knicks had to open the season up. What was it, Thursday? They had their season opener.
No, they had it Saturday. It would have been Thursday against the Knicks.
Was it? No. They had their season opener. I'm talking about the game.
Yeah, their season opener was on Saturday, yesterday.
The Knicks?
No, the Nets.
Oh no, I was referring to the Knicks now.
I was gonna shift to the Knicks. I was originally thinking of going to the Knicks, but
yeah.
Since I touched on it, you know, the Nets did win their debut, but good for them, you know. And shifting gears to the Knicks, we're 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you gonna say? I apologize, I cut you off accidentally.
No, I was just gonna say they're 2-0, and they had the season open on Thursday, and they played their second game today. Wait,
this
season was Friday? Yeah,
it was
Friday.
Because
right.
the Nets and Knicks game got postponed until
right.
26. So we started the Knicks started their season against the World Champion Heats on Friday night, and Knicks led throughout the whole game. Carmelo had 30 points, 10 assists. Jason Kidd and Raymond Felton, you know, they were pretty much a two-headed point guard monster, and they were just passing the ball, knocking down, you know, key shots. Knicks shot 19 three-pointers, which was the most in a franchise history in a debut of the season.
Yep. They blew them out. They moved the ball. They penetrated. They played some solid defense.
Oh yeah,
some solid defense. So it was a great game, and the Knicks they continued it today.
Oh yeah, and they didn't skip a beat. Of course, Rasheed Wallace made his Knicks debut. On the first game Friday night, he scored 3 points. And what did he do for encore? He came off the bench in garbage minutes, scored 3 points again. Copeland scored his first point as a Knick. Prigioni, who's played well, you know, he's a pass-first point guard. He's a rookie, 35-year-old rookie, the oldest rookie in modern NBA history.
Right.
So, congrats to him. And Carmelo, Man, this was the best all-around game I've seen him as a Knick in a long time.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, this guy back on 27 points.
Agreed.
Diving into the stands like if he was Jeter. What year was that, like 04 when Jeter did that?
I think that was 04. Yeah, it was.
And of course, Carmelo, you know, dived for a ball, which led to a Sixer turnover. I mean this game. Oh yeah, and kudos to J.R. Smith too. Actually, Carmelo scored 23 points today. J.R. Smith, he scored 20. Kid, I mean he only scored 12 points and had 6 assists, but this guy was all over the place.
Oh yeah, he's playing defense. You know, he's showing you that the Jason Kidd that we're used to seeing in the past, the one. When he played the Nets, he used to kill the Knicks all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, man.
No?
He looks like he still got a lot in the tank.
Oh yeah.
And as
he moves the ball, you know, just his presence on the floor, it just, you know, it helps guys. You know, he gets guys passing the ball, moving the ball around. having good court presence and, you know, being aggressive on defense. That veteran leadership, you know, that these guys like Kidd and Rasheed Wallace, Kurt Thomas, you know.
Felton. I mean, Felton, yeah. As me and you predicted, man, he bounced back.
Yeah.
To the way he was before he got traded in the Carmelo Anthony trade.
Yeah, even he's playing good right now, you know. Everybody's playing good right now. And
no,
Knicks are 2-0 for the first time ever that I can
99.
Remember.
99.
You know?
Is it a coincidence that Kurt Thomas and Camby are back on the team?
Camby
didn't play yet, but
yep.
Camby's still a little hurt. He should return on most likely Friday night when we play Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Knicks can bring this 2-0 momentum tomorrow, where we're going to finish the second half of the home-and-home series as we go down to Philly and, you know,
yeah, Sixers are going to look to get revenge on us.
Oh, yeah. The young boys, you know, they're gonna try to get their revenge.
Yep.
And it was also worth noting, Jason Richardson, he twisted his ankle, and I don't think he showed up at the rest of the game afterwards. So.
Oh, really?
I don't remember him coming back onto the court. I could be wrong, but I think he was, after he twisted his ankle, he was gone for the rest of the game.
Oh, I see.
But you know, good win for the Knicks. Hopefully they'll bring that same intensity on the defense and passing the ball and playing team basketball, Knicks basketball, and hopefully that'll transfer over to tomorrow's game and beyond.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, because right now we really need it.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, we could spend the whole day talking about the Knicks. But, let's shift gears to the, other team, Big Blue. Of course, Jets have, the bye week off, so they'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about Big Blue.
So right now, it's they just started the third quarter. Giants are up 14-10. In the first half, there were a few judgment calls that went the Giants' way. But Steelers fans can't complain because Steelers, they get a lot of judgment calls that go their way. So this time around, there's been some judgment calls that have gone the Giants' way. There's one call in the end zone when the Giants were trying to score a touchdown. And I think Victor Cruz got late hit. And the referees do a flag for that. And later the Giants score on a touchdown run. I think it was Brown that scored that touchdown run. I'm not sure.
Right.
And they also got a fumble recovery from Roethlisberger. It looked like it could have been an incomplete pass, but the referees ruled it a fumble, and Boley returned the fumble recovery for a touchdown. So Giants were up 14-7 by then, and the Pittsburgh Steelers ended up hitting a field goal, 10.5. So right now, Giants are 14-10, and they're driving right now.
The news, and keep us posted throughout the game. And of course, the game ended last week before we spoke. So of course, folks, you all know Giants did beat the Cowboys last week.
Yep.
And
those cowgirls.
And they were There was a play late in the game where the Cowboys thought they scored on a touchdown by Bryant, Dez Bryant, but the replay showed that his hand was out of bounds, and
yep.
Of course the play got reversed, and Giants was able to hold on to that win.
Yep,
the Giants are. As you can see, they're trying to build on that performance.
Yeah, we're trying to, put this division on lock right now. We're the only team in the NFCs that's over 500. We're 6-2. The other teams are like 3-4. So we're trying to stomp the other teams in this division.
Yep. While Giants are, of course, on their quest to trying to repeat here and build a bridge as their mantra has been this year. So
yeah.
They're on a great start so far.
Yeah, and they just hit a field goal, so right now they're up 17-10 in this game.
And away they go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's speaking of domination, let's shift gears to WWE. And Ryback, you know, I didn't watch the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event.
Neither did I.
But of course, we all know Ryback was on his way to being CM Punk for the title. And what was I gonna say? And of course, the referee Brad Maddox low-blowed Ryback while he was delivering his finishing move, the Shell Shock. He had CM Punk on his shoulder, and the referee low-blowed Ryback, and you know that pretty much enabled CM Punk to get the pin and defend his title.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the biggest news from Raw is, you know, legendary hardcore legend Mick Foley showed up and challenged CM Punk to a traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. And of course, you know, Team Road Scholar is on CM Punk. Alberto Del Rio, the same man that CM Punk won the title from a year ago.
Man, Ryback got robbed in that match, man. I
yes,
held him so. Who was that referee? I've never heard of him before.
Brad, remember he was the one that AJ had an argument a couple of months ago when he messed up the pin in the Cena-CM Punk match?
I forgot all about his ass.
Yeah. And then afterwards, that same Monday Night Raw where AJ almost fired him, he
mm-hmm.
he missed the pin on CM Punk,
right.
Which when CM Punk had let me see, Cena had CM Punk pin and CM Punk had his foot on the ropes, but you know the referee didn't see it and he count the three on Punk.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, CM Punk is saying he had nothing to do with it. But, most likely we all know he's behind it. Or else...
Of course.
This would be horrible. That'd be kind of stupid. That would make CM Punk and Paul Heyman not be masterminds if they weren't behind it.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It looks like they paid that referee off.
Yeah, and... Apparently, the referee is going to show up tomorrow.
Some funny stuff.
And the shocking thing about that event was I was surprised that Sheamus actually lost to Big Show.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I thought that would be an easy win for Sheamus, but Big Show, the new champion.
I mean, that shows you. I mean, obviously, you know, Big Show, I mean, he's a giant. He has the height and the, you know, the strength and, you know, advantage. But, you know, Big Show usually in big game situation, he doesn't really perform well.
Right.
But he's the champion yet again, the world heavyweight champion again.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, this actually makes the feud more interesting because I didn't take Big Show seriously, this feud seriously at all.
Me too. It does make a little interest, but I think Big Show, he's probably going to lose to someone like, maybe Dolph Ziggler, maybe, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because definitely, you know, they're going to, Ziggler has to eventually take the title off, you know, whoever.
One of these champions.
Sheamus,
yeah.
or Big Show if he's still able to retain it. Because it'd be kind of stupid if, you know, he has the money in the bank and, you know, he never cashes it in or he eventually lose.
Yeah.
You kind of forget about the storyline with him having the money in the bank.
You do because, I mean, he hasn't cashed it in yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's been rumors that he was going to do it on Hell in the Cell, but he obviously didn't.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on Big Show.
Probably. It wouldn't be the first time it happened after Daniel Bryan.
Yes. And didn't what's his name? Well, no, I was gonna say what's his name? What's his name? I forget. The tall blonde guy.
Which one?
Damn, I forgot his name. The tall big. He was NX. He was a part of the He's probably the NXT thing.
Which guy?
He came from NXT. The big tall guy. He's blonde. He won the heavy. He had a Money in Bank also, and he cashed it on Chris Jericho. Why am I forgetting his name?
No, are you talking about Jack Swagger?
Jack Swagger, right? He cashed it on Jericho.
Jack Swagger was never in Nexus.
No, NXT. Wasn't he a contestant on NXT or something? Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it.
Jack Swagger. We're talking about.
I don't think was ever in NXT.
Might have been something else. Wasn't there something else before NXT?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head.
Oh, but, well, anyway, he cashed it on, he used his money back to cash it on Chris Jericho. I thought it was on Big Show, but I just remembered that it was on,
Jericho,
on Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, also, Miz is also on Team Punk.
Yeah.
And on CM Punk's side, obviously, CM Punk, Foley's side, he surprised everybody that he's not going to fight in the match. And instead, Ryback will fight in his place.
Yep.
We have, Team, Kofi and Truth.
Yep.
You have, who else is on the team? I'm trying to think. There's Kofi and Truth.
Ryback.
Yeah, of course.
Is Randy Orton on it? I think Randy Orton.
Yes, Randy Orton is on that team.
Yeah.
Is there one more person I'm missing? Okay, let's see. Let's do the recap. There's Ryback, Randy Orton, Kofi, and...
Interception.
Giant got an interception?
Yeah, Roethlisberger threw a bad one right there.
Hmm.
And yeah, Giants are pretty close here, so they might get another score shortly. They're at this 35, it looks like. The Giants are driving again.
And let me see. Who's the last person I'm thinking of? For some reason, I can't think of that last person. Oh, well. I'm pretty sure I'll remember after the show anyway.
Yeah, well, I think it's... I think that's it. I think Randy Orton...
Is Randy
Ryback, Kofi
Ryback,
Kingston.
Yeah. R-Truth.
Yeah, I think that's about it, right?
One more person, because there has to be five. Is Ryback, Randy Orton, Kofi, and R-Truth.
Isn't Kane and Daniel...
Right. Is Kofi in them in it, too?
I don't think R-Truth is in it, though.
Oh, you might be right.
It's Kane and Banner Ryan.
Yeah, you're right. It's team. It is right. Team Hell No is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. I thought Kofi and R-Truth was in the group for some reason.
No, it's Kofi,
right.
I think.
Oh, it's just Kofi.
Yeah.
All right. So it's R-Truth. Not R-Truth. It's
Kofi.
Ryback, Kofi. Who's the person we just remember right now? Team Hell No, that's four. And then Ryback, yes, that's five, right. Yeah, thank you. I totally forgot about Team Hell No.
Yep.
Well, let me see what else happened. On TNA they revealed that Luke Gallows is one of the members of 8th and 8th. It's a masked faction in TNA.
Oh, and Jeff Hardy is the champion right now in TNA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jeff Hardy, he won at Bound for Glory. He defeated Austin Aries a couple of weeks ago. Okay,